In Martin Luther King's chart, there's a lot, obviously, that's happening in this chart. But the main reason that I've posted or we talked about it in class is because of that Jupiter in the first house. It is in the sign of Aries, where Jupiter is strong. Aries is ruled by Mars. Jupiter and Mars are friends. Jupiter is the guru, and so, of course, the guru is friendly to all. He's said to be the most benefic of planets. He does not have enemies. He does not work against any sign or any planet. But the signs that are in his friend's camp, meaning Mars and Mars-ruled signs, Aries and Scorpio, Sun is a friend, and the Sun-ruled sign is Leo. Moon is a friend, and these are just camps. There's two camps, the camp of Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Moon, and Moon rules Cancer. And then the other camp is Saturn, Venus, Mercury. Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius. Venus rules Libra and Taurus, and Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. So when you look at a rising sign, you're looking at the planet that rules that rising sign. And then when we talk about other planets in the chart, we're always thinking about the relationships. Is that other planet we're talking about friendly with the planet that rules the rising sign? The rising sign is the determinant. In Martin Luther King's chart, obviously with that Aries rising, Mars is the lord of his first house. So when we talk about Jupiter, we say, are they friends? Yes, they are good friends. That makes Jupiter strong in Aries, and that makes him capable of really giving him, Martin Luther King, a very strong first house that governs property, mind-body constitution, health, and wellness. We don't know what sort of longevity he might have had because, unfortunately, his life was cut short. But we do know that he was a minister, and Jupiter is the planet that rules guru, priest, minister, spiritual advisor, spiritual leader, especially in the first house. The first house, obviously, being up there at the top, it represents that summit. It represents its highest point. It represents leadership in that way. So he has a very powerful, powerful Jupiter. He's seen as a spiritual leader. Even if he hadn't gone to become a minister, people would still have looked to him for that sort of spiritual leadership, that wisdom, that wise counsel. From the first house, Jupiter aspects his fifth. He has these glorious children who have continued his work. Fifth is the house of children. Jupiter aspects the seventh house from the first, straight across the sky. Seventh is the house of marriage. And, you know, Coretta Scott King, of course, has continued his legacy and his work. That was a very powerful marriage. Despite what we've heard in the rumors, she was a very supportive partner who really helped him with his work and with his Jupiter leadership. And then Jupiter aspects the ninth house. His ninth house has Saturn in it, and the ninth house sign for him is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. So it softens that Saturn because his Jupiter is strong. It makes his ninth house strong. And the ninth house is the house of philosophy and religion and our religious beliefs. And even you could say our dharma. The first, fifth, and ninth are the houses of dharma. And he has Jupiter aspecting or even ruling those dharma houses. So clearly he came alive with a deep and powerful purpose. And in many ways, he came alive to help lead America to the promised land where we would live in unity and beyond discrimination. And we'll talk in the next class, when we talk about Saturn, about that great speech he made. You know, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land. And then he says, I may not get there with you. And that is indicated by the Saturn in the ninth house. And we're not even sure, not only that his personal vision of getting there with us did not get fulfilled, and this is what happens when Saturn's in the ninth house, it reduces or minimizes the impact of fulfillment, the fulfillment of our soul's purpose. Even his dream and his vision is yet to be fulfilled. because we know we live in a world still to this day where people aren't always tolerant and supportive and kind and compassionate, and there's still great divisions, in at least in America. So we still have his dream to unfold, but now it's time for all of us with Jupiter and Sagittarius to look at these Jupiterian leaders and see what we can do, what part we can play in bringing all of us to the promised land. Thank you.